like some inspirational music, boys and girls, to start out an afternoon. My name is Kevin Nations, and I pulled this call together recently because, as I've seen, and somebody gave a shout out coming onto the call today, and they said it's awfully timely given what I've been seeing. Now, I want to make a very specific focus not to respond to what happens in the marketplace or what is happening in the marketplace, but rather, you know, it's kind of tough to say you're a market leader when you spend all of your time responding to everything else that's going on. At the same time, I want to use what may be some distractions that are occurring in the marketplace as a whole as an opportunity to reaffirm what I've shared for 6 years straight, and to share it in maybe as uncut and as uncensored a call as I've ever done. For those of you who have followed me for quite some time, there's nothing new here, although I can imagine the refocus will be a big help for you, if only to reaffirm what you're doing well or to redirect us toward just a laser focus on profits. It was a really big benefit to me to take this time and to look at this over the last couple of weeks, and it was as a result of my focusing back on the fundamentals that led me to choose to share this with you as well. I really think that you rock, because I'm not an easy guy to follow, not an easy guy to read. Some of the stuff that I put out, I tend to be quite direct. And so if you are following some of the things that I am teaching, whether it's closely and paying attention to those and doing the things that I share that are beneficial to do, or even just observing and, you know, putting this through your own filters and saying, you know, it sounds like a great idea or not, just the fact that you would subject yourself to such directness is a testament to your commitment to your clients. This gift that we've been given individually and collectively, your skill set in providing a professional service, your skill set in providing a type of training or coaching or consulting or whatever it is that you do that is so amazing and outstanding is really, really the key reason why we're all here. We may think that we're here because we want to earn a profit and provide for our families, and all of that is really, really powerful and beneficial. But I suspect that one of the reasons that you're here, because if you just wanted to earn a living, you could do that as a job. You could do that in a place that required a lot less tenacity than entrepreneurship. You could do that in a place that required a lot less commitment to what you do. So the reason that you are looking to make money, obviously, could be for a number of reasons, but the reason that you're here on this call, the reason that you're here on, you know, calls that would teach you how to take what you know how to do, well, you know how to teach people to do, but you know how to share the services you know how to provide, and to generate your revenue that way speaks to your commitment to your particular calling or your particular skill or your particular cool service. So with that being said, at the same time that you have this great responsibility, I want to share with you that a lot of you have these great services, and it is your responsibility to get them sold. And I say that to offer a contrast. Many times we ask ourselves, you know, why the market isn't buying what we are out there trying to sell, or why the market isn't seeing how valuable our services are. And for every person that would ask me, Kevin, where do I find the people who value my services? My response to you would be there's an entire marketplace of people who need to benefit their lives and to take their lives forward. I talk about four threads of life sometimes that are woven together in a fabric. This may talk about some of the services that you offer, but if in the area of faith, family, fitness, financial success, if you offer services that increase any of those, people's faith in life, in themselves, in, you know, spirituality and their ability to learn things in fitness, if you teach things that help them be more fit, to be more healthy, to be more in touch and in tune with their physical bodies, if in the area of family, whether it's in relationships or dating or relationships with their kids or whatever, or if in the area of finance or anything else that you're teaching, you have this great thing to teach, it is your responsibility to get that sold. And if clients are not seeing the value, it's not that you're not discovering where those clients are. It's that you are not communicating the transformation that you can offer and offering the confidence that people can expect said transformation by working with you in a way that attracts those people. It isn't about your ability or inability to discover these pockets. It truly is about your ability to communicate that it's a good fit to work with you. So when you start asking, how can I get people to buy what I'm selling, counterpoint to that, boys and girls, is how in the world can you take what you know and begin to sell what the market is buying or what the market is searching for? I want to acknowledge Yvonne today. I think she's on the call. She's definitely on our Q&A call just a little bit earlier. She sold her first $5,000 program this week, so that's really, really cool. And congratulations, Yvonne, for that. I am grateful to see success stories like that from people who are non-gurus almost consistently and quietly and have those happen all the time. I want you to take just a couple of minutes as we go into this call. And this is going to be a challenging and confronting call. So if you expect a call that's full of bullet points that doesn't challenge you to your personal responsibility to your business, I highly encourage you to hang up the phone right now before I confront you and you become upset about it. Because my commitment today is to confront your commitment to yourself, your commitment to your mission, or your commitment to your profitability to the end that you do something about it. My goal isn't to confront you, to judge you, or to tell you that you are, you know, good or bad, or to validate or to invalidate you, but my goal is to confront what you're doing with reality. So here is the reality. I want you to look at the last 30 days of your business. If you want to look at the last 60 days of your business, you can look at the last 60 days. But look at a very recent period in your business. Your financial results are a direct reflection of your communicated and your delivered value. So this call today existed to call front and center for many of us the myth that we are working on bigger processes, we are working on laying foundations, we are working on creating systems, we are working on designing strategies that will result in our profiting and our clients benefiting from our services. And yet, for the last 30 days, what we have done is truly a reflection of the change we've created in the world and our ability to communicate that change and attract clients in order to profit from it. And so if no matter what your efforts have been, if they have not created profits, then I would submit to you that they have not, if they've not created profits, then they've not created an exchange of value. And if they've not created an exchange of value, You may not have offered or given value to the world, regardless of all of the efforts that you've been doing, attempting to create those things that we, you know, just talked about, all of those intermediate things. So I want to offer up to this call today an air of professional impatience, where we refuse to subject ourselves to the excuses of building a brand or building an image or building a model or building whatever, and ask ourselves, what have I done this week to change the world? And who has seen such a value from that that they've invested in themselves through me so that I have received profits? And to take away all of our excuses that somehow working on intermediate goals are going to either A, launch our business, or B, take our business from where it now is to where it's going. Now, I saw a lot of your, I did look over and review a lot of your submissions and your questions. I saw a lot of you that are just getting started. I saw a number of you that are moving from one significant place to the other. There are people on this call who are making like 30 grand a month, 50 grand a month, just getting started, just getting an idea together. But I'm here to tell you that today and the things that we do today are what is going to dictate our launch from here to that place we want to be, not the things we sit and discuss and plan and talk about today, but the things that we actually do today. So with that being said, and with the warnings that have been put in place and with the disclaimers, mean that I love you guys with everything that I, seeing people take the gift that they have and communicating in such a way that they have people invest, that you, my clients, have people investing in you, and then you deliver tremendous value, is everything that I'm about. And I wouldn't fail to serve you today by offering up a scenario where I just gave you some bullet points and sent you away and told you everything was okay when it may not be. So with the warnings, the caveats, and everything, we're going to come out swinging four reasons that your business is not profiting. If your business is not profiting, it is one or more, most likely just one of these four reasons. Number one, if it is not profiting, you do not have a specific profit model. That means, we'll talk about the model later, but you have a specific product or service that you deliver at a specific price, and you have a specific goal to generate a specific number of leads with a specific conversion rate, resulting in that profitability into your business. And that you can manage to the success or failure of that model to reach that, those metrics on a daily basis. So if your business is not profiting, the number one reason, this is just chronologically, this isn't the primary reason, it's just chronologically, the number one reason is that you don't have a model, that you have invested in lots of pieces of information that make up pieces of your business, and you've attempted to try to make pieces of your business work without ever sitting down and mapping from the profits backward to your daily actions, and you cannot really account for how what you did today will result in either a dollar being made or not. The second reason that our business, any business, does not profit is that our model sucks. We have a model. We have it in place, but it sucks. It is not designed in such a way that it will bring us business. This could be if you want to make $50,000 a month, let's say, and you're selling your services for $50 an hour, your model sucks. You're not going to generate that profit. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how you know, committed you are. It doesn't matter what, your model is not designed to create the outcome. Many people that I talk to talk about their service delivery as if it was their profit model. Meaning, if you ask them what's your model or what is your plan to profit, they share that. Start sharing the benefits of working with them. Let me just make a brash statement today, since this seems like it's going to be a call of brash statements. Most of you, I would imagine, maybe all of you, but I recommend that this is the case. Many of you charge people for your services before you deliver services. So you can nod your head up and down if that is true. Sitting there in your living rooms, driving in your BMW with the headset on, hopefully, listening at work, wherever you might be, listening to a replay. You generate revenue based on your communication of your services, not on your services. That means your services are delivered after someone invests with you. That means that, so while your services can obviously keep your credibility, while your services can keep your clients from refunding, can give you a great reputation in the marketplace, can possibly even get you some referral business over time, the quality and the value of your service does nothing to generate sales that come from anything other than referrals. So while it's important to be committed to the delivery of your service, realize that the delivery of your service has to be paired with a communication model that gets people to serve. Otherwise, your impact on the world, no matter how great you are, is significantly reduced when you don't take the time to find a way to be committed to building a profit model. So just realize that your ability to deliver your service does little, if anything, to impact your profit model. So you have no model, or your model sucks. Number three is that your execution sucks. Now, what typically happens with this is people find a great model that works. Then they find some exciting new tweaks, and they want to take a model that works powerfully and begin to tweak it until they screw it completely up. And they have revamped and redesigned an amazing working model to the point that it doesn't work anymore. So four reasons your business isn't profiting is that you either A, have no model, B, the model that you're operating from sucks, C, your execution of said good model sucks, or number four, you think that it is anything other than 1 through 3. So if you're not generating your profits today, I'm going to break this down very, very simply for you. It is not because John Doe's coaching program didn't deliver what it said. It is not because you can't find the good leads. It is not because somehow there's been a conspiracy in heavens, the universe, whatever, that has stood to conspire against you. It is not because your mindset is not in the right place. It is not because you are just getting started. It is not because you're still working on your blog. It is not because you have generated tons of efforts trying to solidify exactly what your niche is. If you did not profit last week, and if you were in business more than 2 weeks, you either have no model, your model sucks, your execution sucks, or you're trying to find other than the first three that I just mentioned to find a reason why you're not profiting. Those, boys and girls, are the only three reasons why a business does not profit, period, end of story. And so find which of those three relate to you and make a decision to remedy that inconsistency in your business. When you take responsibility for your lack of business profit being one of those three, it's going to be challenging to just state that and say my model sucks, or my execution sucks, or I have no model. It's going to be challenging. But once that is stated and once you have appropriately diagnosed that within your business, then you can go about correcting that rather than being continuing to be anesthetized, like anesthesia, rather than continuing to be numbed to the fact that it could be one of the, or it is one of those three things, and to believe that it's something outside of that, you can look at that and remedy that challenge and get it fixed straightway. One of the reasons that I had success so early in my business was not that I was so awesome or anything like that. I just had no choice when I got into this business. I shared with many of you that almost immediately after getting into this business, I had a fairly successful single run of a seminar that I did. And on that, on the date of my very first live seminar that I did in 2004, that I sold at $6,000 a seat, and I had a dozen people in there at $6,000 a seat, I found myself a single father that weekend for the first time after having been married for 16 years. With just a few short, on my way to becoming a single father, my former wife left. And so I, within just a few short months, found myself with the necessity of providing an income for my kids and my former wife, and also the commitment to finding the time to be present for my kids. And so I had no choice but to generate an income immediately and to generate something that gave me an opportunity to be flexible. So I didn't have a time to go about building a brand. I didn't have a time to go about building all of the underlying, undergirding things that many of you have used as reasons why you haven't profited on the way to your business. I only had time to begin to generate profits and generate it right away. And I thought, you know, I can do all these other things in the future. I need a client, and I need another client, and then I need another client. And interestingly enough, I still hadn't done a lot of the things that many people would say need to be done to generate a huge business. But what I have been able to do is to generate a business that allows me to have the lifestyle that I want, both in the terms of faith, family, fitness, and finance, that gives me the time that I want, in a business that with about 4 hours a week of service delivery consistently delivers well into the six figures a month. And so for that, I am and has consistently done that. So that for that, I am very, very grateful. I want to share with you how to model that today. That's exactly what we're focused on. You said, well, Kevin, why don't you just get to giving us the information? See, the challenge with that is until we see the gap in our own existence, we don't apply the remedy. So to give you the remedy without allowing you to first diagnose the gap just puts something on your medicine cabinet. So in all fairness, what I'd like to do and what I'm committed to doing on this call is to allow you to look through the lens of just a few very, very specific questions and to ask yourself if you really are creating the life that you want with all of the work that you're doing, or are you just going through some motions that is not getting you the traction that you need and to offering you a simpler yet more confronting way? And reasons that many of my clients have success early on is that we get what we focus on. So I want to talk just for a second about means goals versus end goals. I hear a number of people talking from time to time as, you know, we're talking about them building their business. I say, well, what is it that you, what is it that you're committed to working on? And they say, well, I need to get my blog done, and I've got my website, I've got all these types of things. And then, you know, I'm going to work on taking that, and I'm going to get, you know, my ads running, and once I get my ads running, and they go to my website, and my website goes to my webinar, goes to my lead capture pages, and my lead capture pages goes to a scheduling software, and a scheduling software gets the person around to me, and I look at all of those barriers to getting the first client, and I tell them, no, what you really need, almost without fail, and there's probably people on this call who just like smile knowingly because I've had this conversation with you. What you really need is to get a client. See, all those things might be necessary to build this huge, complex business, but I will tell you, you do not need a website. You do not need a lead capture page. You do not need a webinar. You do not need ads running all across the net. You do not need business cards to get a client. If the value that you offer the world isn't significant enough, that face-to-face, belly-to-belly, communique-to-communique, that you cannot find one person who will, in interactive conversation with you, in all of the events that we go to, and in all of the daily interactions that we have, if you cannot find one person that would be willing to invest in allowing you to help them make the transformation that you are so committed to helping, then all of the webinars, then all of the video production software, then all of the lead generation, all of the search engine optimization will do you no good. It will just bring you more of the same, more people for whom you are not going to be able to communicate value to. So the key is the very first thing we're going to focus on is what you really want and need in your business. And for many of you, especially if you responded to the email that I put out for all of you, that goal is an exchange of value measured by you getting money and you giving someone your service, giving someone your product, or giving someone your coaching or consulting or whatever it is that you do. You giving them your exchange of value and you receiving exchange of value from them in the denomination or in the currency of money, and you giving to them in this currency of product or service or benefit. That is what you need. So if our end goal is a client, if our end goal is a client, then why are we focusing on an autoresponder? Why are we focusing on a blog? Why are we focusing on webinars? Why are we focusing on articles? Why are we focusing on all of those things? Those are things that build the leverage so that we can begin to grow our business after we get our first client. And for those of you who are saying, you know, Kevin, I'm running about 20 or 30 grand a month right now, my feedback would be to you, that's awesome. And I would also encourage you, as you look to ramping up and leveraging up your business, to look first at the efficiency and look at the offer, look at your price points and your conversion before you send in the leads. You see, the leads, lead generation within a business is imperative. It is incredibly important. But our quest for more leads speaks to our personal irresponsibility, because that's always usually everyone else, you know, generating the leads or systems generating the leads. We somehow want to somehow look away from the fact that perhaps our offers are not converting. Perhaps our offers are not communicating the value that they could be communicating, and that they're not converting in the frequency that they could be converting. So our answer to that is always just to send more leads by it. But to do that is as irresponsible as someone who is both internally and externally unattractive going to, you know, place after place to expose themselves to potential suitors, you know, so going to bar somebody who's internally ugly and externally ugly, and going to bar after bar after bar and saying, if I can just get in front, you know, I want to go to a place tonight that has 500 people, maybe 1,000 people. If there is no attempt to remedy the attraction factor and to maximize the attraction factor, simply exposing yourself to more people is going to be more people who are aware of how unattractive and unconverting you are, rather than somehow turning the tables. So we want our focus to be basically on how do we communicate in language that relates to our ability to empathize with from a point of service, a way to help people realize that we can help them value the contribution we can make to a great degree, and, you know, then moving on. So just to reemphasize, you guys do not need much of the stuff that you've been working on to get your first few clients, and especially don't need it to get your first client. So we're going to really work on four areas on this call today. We're moving on now to the system. We'll really work on four areas in this call today, but I will tell you that in the area of focusing on growing your business, lead generation is absolutely critical. It is the fuel that runs your business. But fuel only really generates a lot of lots of results in an efficient and running machine. And the goal is for you to tune up your conversion machine and your offer machine and your value machine before you begin putting leads in it. Otherwise, you're just burning fuel on a machine that will not convert. So, you know, many of you guys have heard me talk about my daughter, who's now 16. Several years ago, when I was first a single dad, she came over. And when she left after having been here for the weekend, she went away, and in the floor of her room was a half-finished jigsaw puzzle. Everybody that's ever worked a jigsaw puzzle knows as they get more complex, you want to put the box top, you know, there right in front of that puzzle, and hers was there true to form. And we know that, you know, if it's a sailboat picture, the mast goes up and down the middle. The sand goes on the bottom. The blue, it goes up toward the top. Those birds go over to the top left. You know, the palm trees over on the right. The square pieces are on the edge. You know, all of this is really, really important because we've seen what the finished piece should look like. If a kid sees a picture or a little puzzle piece, it looks like it's a spaceship and it is in a sealed box for a puzzle of a sailboat, it's going to set that piece aside because it realizes that most likely, unless there's something that's just kind of screwy, that that piece does not fit, was put in a box incorrectly. Fast forward multiple years in our life, and many of us find a piece of a spaceship or go out and pick up a piece of a spaceship and then try to completely revamp and rebuild our business around it, making sure that our business encapsulates and incorporates every piece that we can find rather than asking ourselves, how can we complete the puzzle most efficiently and get the results that we need, which, in my opinion, are quality of life, efficiency of time served, ability to transform people's lives, and revenue that we want to get. Those four things are critical factors that I measure in my business, and I encourage you to do the same. If you're on here and the value in your business is what other people think of you, how well known your brand is, and all of those things, if you are using those in a way that it's costing those other areas, and many times it does, if it's costing you in those other areas, then my feedback to you is that perhaps it's not something worth pursuing. Only use building of brand, becoming a guru, if it truly does support the things that I've just mentioned, the profitability, the ability to transform. But in many cases, contrary to popular beliefs, our efforts to maintain our brand and our image can be counterproductive to our profitability rather than contributing to our profitability. So it's just a good thing for us to measure. Okay, so what is the model? The four-part model to building your business and your profitability is that you need to have these four elements in place. And we're going to talk about each of them. You need to have an offer that converts powerfully and at a very, very high exchange of value. You need to have a conversion conversation, whether it's from the stage, whether it's individually, wherever it's from, that allows people to see the gap in their personal life experience that lets them see what it's costing them to stay where they are and gives them an opportunity